ਜੇ ਆਈਟਮਸ ਗੱਲ ਕੀ ਜੀ, ਸਾਰੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਤੇ ਡਿਸਕਾਊਂਟਡ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੋਂ 3 ਸਾਲ ਲਈ ਨੋ ਵਿਆਜ।
142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਟਨ, 9058747171।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम, और अस्सलाम वालेकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चॉइस एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस।
Shabnam Radio's broadcast right here from Mississauga, Canada. Today, I, Riyad Rahmat, will be filling in for Richard Aziz. Richard is out in the Caribbean, Trinidad specifically, who's there to collect an award. He's being given an award for the Diaspora Patriots. It's an award and dinner function happening on the 7th. So he's down there for that. So I am filling in to him today, so you have me for the next 3 hours. I hope that I can do justice to Richard's program, as he has built this program, you know, over the last 20 plus years. And I hope that I can do justice. And in that, I mean by keeping you all entertained, as well as providing a little bit of information here and there. So with that, let's get the program rolling.
जब जब झूलते चेरी कुमारियों का दिल मचले, कुमारियों का दिल मचले सिंधु मेरे।
जब ऐसे चिकने चेहरे, जब ऐसे चिकने चेहरे तो कैसे ना नजर फिसले, तो कैसे ना नजर फिसले जिंद मेरी। कभी डाल इधर भी फेरा, तो कभी डाल इधर भी फेरा के तक तक नैन थक गए, के तक तक नैन थक गए जिंद मेरी। बहाने आ जा, वो पानी लेने के बहाने आ जा, के तेरा मेरा एक रास्ता, के तेरा मेरा एक रास्ता जिंद मेरी। चांद के बहाने देखूं, और तुझे चांद के बहाने देखूं, तुझे चांद के बहाने देखूं, और तुझे चांद के बहाने देखूं, तू छत पर आजा गोरिये, तू छत पर आजा गोरिये जिंद मेरिये।
अभी छेड़ेंगे गली के सब लड़के, ओ अभी छेड़ेंगे गली के सब लड़के, के चांद मेरे छिप जाने दे, के चांद मेरे छिप जाने दे जिंद मेरिये।
नागन जैसी वो तेरी चाल है, नागन जैसी हो तेरी चाल है, नागन जैसी वो तेरी चाल है, नागन जैसी। रिजोगी तुझे ले जाएंगे, रिजोगी तुझे ले जाएंगे जिंद मेरी।
जाए कहीं भी मगर हम सजना, ओ जाए कहीं भी मगर हम सजना, ये दिल तुझे दे जाएंगे, ये दिल तुझे दे जाएंगे जिंद मेरी।
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one. Now that we have the ball rolling, I hope that you can stay with us for the next 3 hours. I am Riyad Rahmat and I'm filling in for Richard Aziz in today's program of Shabnam Radio. But I have a fantastic lineup of music. Music from the yesteryears, but music meant to get you up off your chairs and get you moving.
got looks.
You always complaining, all kind of things you're saying. The things that you're doing bring in misery. I should have never ever asked you to marry me. People always tell me you're not good enough for me. You had me to blame, girl, but now I see. I should have never ever asked you to marry me.
Restaurant nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice, only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event.
Come join us
and let the flavors of the Caribbean
wash over you.
Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE.
416-286-9283.
Well, we hope that you guys are enjoying the music as, you know, we go along. We have lots more to come, and so we hope that you can stay tuned. The coming up song, I want to dedicate to Lazina Aziz. Lazina Aziz is Richard Aziz's mom, and she is celebrating her 85th birthday. Congratulations on that milestone, Ma. And I would like to dedicate the next song coming up to Lazina Aziz on her 85th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
तरह कुछ मैं भी
खुद कहलाए हर गली का दिल धड़काए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू सुनीता हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू चमन से तुझको है सलाम भेजा फूल ने चमन से तुझको है सलाम भेजा तारों ने गगन से तुझको ये पयाम भेजा दुआ है ये खुदा करे ऐ शौक तुझको चांद की उम्र लग जाए आए तो कयामत आए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू दिन ये आए बार बार दिल ये गाए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू सुनीता हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू
सुन लो मेरे दिल उल्फत का रंग भरो मेरे बन जाओगे तुम किसका इकरार करो मेरे बन जाओगे तुम इसका इकरार करो इसका इकरार करो आता नहीं दिल बार बार ओ साजना ओ साजना लागी मेरे दिल पर कटार ओ साजना
the mix. In the mix.
Last couple of songs were dedicated to Lazina Aziz, and celebrating her 85th birthday. Lazina Aziz is the mom of Richard Aziz, and he would have loved to be here, but as he's out collecting his award, he asked me to do these dedications. So, I hope that you enjoy those songs. I have one or two more to dedicate to you on your 85th birthday, and I hope that you continue listening to the program. You know, as we talk about, us and people getting older, there's one person that I would like to make special mention of on the program today, and that is Haroon Salamat. Haroon Salamat, some of you may know, some of you may not know, is very instrumental in the Muslim community from the early 70s and even before that. But he was one of the founding members of the Tariq Islamic Center. And the Tariq Islamic Center is an organization that's been around from the early 70s, and the mosque was actually built from the early 90s, all through the hard work of Haroon Salamat and the group of people he had with him to do this and to build this mosque for the community and this organization for the community. And you know, as time goes on, many of us, we only see now. We go there and we see the Tariq Islamic Center, we see the building, we see all the programs, we see all the progress that has happened. And we are quick to forget all the hard work and hard effort and the sleepless nights and the negotiating and the time it takes and the time it's spent building that structure. And we only see what is there now and we forget the past. And that's why I want to make a special dedication to Haroon Salamat and his wife, Gemma Salamat, for the hard work and effort that they have both put in. Over 40 years of their life, they have spent building that Tariq Islamic Center. And of course, it's not them by themselves. It's other people as well. But the reason I want to single out Haroon Salamat is because of his leadership. He was the chairman of the Tariq Islamic Center for over 40 years. And it's under his leadership and his foresight that has brought that or took that org from just being a registered entity to being a fully functioning mosque, a fully functioning a community center with various programs that are being run. And just to demonstrate the foresight of Haroon Salamat, this mosque was built in the early 90s. Many of you might have been here around the time when Islam was not as rampant as it is now. In the early 90s, you couldn't get halal food everywhere. There was mosques few and far between. And so even Islamic schools, there were hardly any, if any at all, that around those times. And the foresight that he had to build the building with a gym, that was the first structure, the first mosque in the GTA that Haroon Salamat had the foresight to build that structure with a gym, so that the youth of the community had a place that they could call their own and use it in the various activities. Everyone came and they were building a mosque and they were focusing on the prayer hall. And yes, that is important because that's part of what was built as well. But the foresight, and that is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about when it comes to Harun Salamat. The foresight that he had in bringing that organization from the early 70s of just being a registered entity, of just meeting in the school that they used to meet to pray Juma, and taking it from that and bringing it into a structure. And not just that, but even going further in terms of investing in other properties and stuff like that. The foresight that, you know, he had is something that many, 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 many of us forget, you know. And so I just want to single out Harun Salamat and Gemma Salamat and acknowledge that the contributions that they have made over the last 40 years towards the Muslim community, as well as the non-Muslim community here in GTA, here across Canada, and even across the Caribbean. So this next song I would like to dedicate to both of them.
Your taste buds to the islands at Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray
for $50. Vegetable fried rice, only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event.
Come join us
and let the flavors of the Caribbean
wash over you.
Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE.
416-286-9283.
Well, folks, thanks a lot for listening to the program today on this beautiful Saturday. I know that you're enjoying the program, playing all this music from the yesteryears. I know you're dancing in front of your radio and having a very good time, so don't deny it. But right now, I want to take a little bit of a serious note, and I want to bring on to the program the CEO of Penny Appeal Canada, who is very vibrant, and you know, it's an organization that is at the forefront of what it does and helping people across the world. So with that, I want to welcome Fawad Khalsi, who's the CEO of Penny Appeal Canada, to the program. Welcome, Fawad.
Thank you, Riyad. I really, really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
Great, great to have you on the program. And we are most excited to find out about Penny Appeal and all the good works that Penny Appeal Canada has been doing, not just in Canada, but across the world. So tell us a little bit about Penny Appeal and some of the good works.
Well, Penny Appeal Canada, we were established 5 years ago, and we just recently celebrated our 5-year anniversary. We are a global humanitarian relief and development organization, and we operate in over 35 countries globally. We provide emergency relief. We support orphans. We support individuals and communities that have water insecurity. And we also support on initiatives related to food insecurity, so hygiene insecurities. And domestically in Canada, we offer a gamut of programs that we and we partner up with agencies across Canada, providing food assistance to refugees, resettlement to mental health support and addiction support as well.
That's a lot that you guys get involved. That's a wide spectrum of stuff that, you know, you guys are involved in, from emergency relief to orphans to thirst to even helping with respect to here locally mental health. And that's fantastic. That's really, really good. Let's talk about the Caribbean. Does Penny Appeal have any plans? You know, there's a hurricane ramping through the Caribbean right now. Does Penny Appeal have any plans about assisting down in the Caribbean?
Yeah, absolutely. Our programs team is currently doing a needs-based assessment based on the scale of the emergency, the unfortunate situation that's transpired in the Caribbean. Please stay tuned. We will very shortly, within the next day or so, have our emergency response launched online.
That's good. That's good. I'm sure our listeners, you know, quite a number of them are from the Caribbean, are happy to know that. And of course, the Caribbean is just part of what you do. You support people all across the world. Let's talk about, you know, one of the big things that is happening right now in the world, when it comes to emergency responses, is Palestine and that whole Gaza situation. I won't ask for your opinion on what it is, but I'm interested, and I'm sure our listeners would be interested in finding out what exactly Penny Appeal is doing to assist these people, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza. You know, exactly what are some of the things that are being done?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a question that weighs heavy upon all of our hearts and minds. The world, in my humble opinion, has never seen a catastrophe of this level. And it's extremely unfortunate to see what's transpiring in the 21st century as the world has progressed so far. Having said that, we as a relief and development agency, we have been since the beginning of this unfortunate conflict and this ongoing genocide that's taking place, we have been trying our best to support. Our donors have been amazing with their financial support. We currently have a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, as they call it, with the Egyptian Red Crescent, which belongs to the same network as the Palestinian Red Crescent. So really, after the UN relief agencies who have priority at the Egyptian border in Rafah, we have, priority through the Egyptian Red Crescent. And, our trucks have been, I wouldn't say flowing through, but trickling through because of the political situation and the difficulties around getting relief across the border. We have been somewhat successful, but it is nowhere near to the level of support that our brothers and sisters in Palestine require. And also on that note, I'd like to say that we have been, whenever we have had trucks go across, we have been supporting with food, medical aid, hygiene aid when it comes to our children and our sisters who require hygiene products. We've been supporting with pop-up medical clinics as well throughout Gaza, pop-up food kitchens as well, trying to serve hot meals on a regular basis.
You guys are quite active across there, and I know sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to get in with all the, the blockades and all the, you don't have permission to go here and go there, and it's stuff like that. But, in our conversations before, you also mentioned that even though things might be trickling right now, you are putting things in place so that the minute the borders open up, you guys are the first thing there to, start supporting the people. And that's really, really fantastic. In terms of, people and wanting to support Penny Appeal, how can someone out there, how can the listeners out there, or anyone for that matter, wants to support Penny Appeal, wants to support the programs that you're doing in the various parts of the world, how can they go about supporting?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you so much, Riyadh, for asking that question, which is pivotal to our operations. And the easiest way to support Penny Appeal and our work that we do is by visiting our website at pennyappeal.ca. Again, I'll repeat that again for our listeners. The website address is pennyappeal.ca. And I do want to take the opportunity right now to thank our brothers and sisters from the Caribbean community who have been always there by our side and supporting us, and we thank you from our heart. And believe me, when we are on the ground as well, our beneficiaries are always remembering you in your prayers, in their prayers, and in their hearts, and constantly thanking everyone for their support.
Dear listeners out there, as Brother Fawad said, it is pennyappeal.ca, www.pennyappeal.ca. Visit the website, and as he said, there's various different web pages on there that you can see how you can help. You can select your program, you can make your donation. It's all one seamless process. And if you have any questions, feel free to call them. Their number is also there on the website. Feel free to call them. They have a fantastic customer service that will be most willing to help and assist in whatever way they can. With that, Brother Fawad, I want to thank you for joining us, spending a few minutes with us here on the program to let our listeners know about Penny Appeal and some of the fantastic work that is happening and taking place, not just here in Canada, but across the world and inclusive of the Caribbean. And so thank you very much for joining us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Riyadh. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right, folks, so that was Brother Fawad Khalsi, CEO of Penny Appeal Canada. And you guys would have heard some of the fantastic stuff that they're doing. We have brothers and sisters who I need. We have people who I need all across this world. Please, please reach out to them. Make your donation. Make it count. It's people are suffering. And for the cost of a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, we can make a difference in someone's lives. As Penny Appeal logo says, small change, big difference. So now we'll continue with the program, and we'll now get into some more music. And I'll keep you guys stay tuned as we will continue with the music and keep you entertained.
Transport your taste buds to the islands at Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90 or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event. Come join us and let the flavors of the Caribbean wash over you. Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE. 416-286-9283.
एक पार्टी में लड़की आई, उसका नाम था ये कुछ कुछ बेबी, उसका नाम था ये कुछ कुछ बेबी।
Turn it on. Turn it up.